Puget Sound is a national treasure and deserves protection on par with Chesapeake Bay and the Great Lakes. That was the message as officials announced a new memorandum of understanding that will direct restoration activities from the federal level. Christy Goldfuss is head of the Obama administration's White House Council on Environmental Quality.
This is the moment that we dedicate our resources and our commitment to the Puget Sound, and we hope to deliver on that even before this administration ends and pass on to the next administration a set of priorities that they can run with.
She says that recognizing the pressing need for salmon recovery and the protection of tribal treaty rights. Goldfuss joined the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency in announcing more than $600 million in federal spending for habitat restoration and estuary improvement. Tulalip Tribes Chairman Mel Sheldon praised the Memorandum of Understanding for including the tribes.
I can go back to Tulalip and say there is light at the end of the tunnel. We are re-energizing. We are going to make a difference. That habitat, those salmon are going to be there for our seventh generation.
Most of the $600 million in restoration funding has yet to be authorized and appropriated by Congress. But the federal and local officials say they now have a playbook and more optimism than ever about their plans to restore and protect Puget Sound.